unless I have heard. At one time, blessed one was dwelling in the royal domain of all the deep mountain, the great gathering of hearts and great assembly of living silence. At that time, the blessed one was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of phenomena called profound appearance. At the same time, noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas and their natural emptiness. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should a son of a lineage train who wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, answered the Venerable Shariputra with these words. Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. Form is empty, emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness, and having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They neither increase nor decrease. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye,
no ear,
no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight and so on until no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on up to no old age and death, and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times have relied upon the perfection of wisdom and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering, should be known as truth, for it is not false. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Te Ata Om Gate Gate Paragate Parasamgate Bodhisattva. Shariputra, this is how a Bodhisattva Mahasattva should train in the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One rose from that samadhi and said to the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, noble Avalokiteshvara, that he had spoken well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Shariputra, the Venerable Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One.
Mariam Zedonia.
Rinpoche, Mabu Rinpoche, Gerche Boye Pompa, Yema Chawama, Luma Karama, Metoma Dubuma, Nazema, Vishama, Yema Tawa, Rinpoche, Dushole, Nabaya, Gaze Yusuba, Masawa me pasa she ye do ma te da che sawa ta ju pa che me pa de la ma ta pa sa na ke pa do ya pa de la ma sa me she ma ne te pa che me su ju sa mo she ye ya do she ka me wa ji o tu je do ye ten do she su sa Тома тебе та Боге друже, я все тю бачила словати, я все тю бачила словати. Часу куди нама дочеча, кала кади ще дєці зуди, чорна тему муджу цю зебе,
So this new text was sponsored by Anne and Nancy Putek. So, you know, whatever they were there, you know, spiritual wishes may fulfilled. We do this kind of dedication for them. And you know, and Rinpoche would like to thank both of them, and is very appreciated.
Ah, that was true. Can you but the joy that they began to enjoy, say the, just like, because, just like, na, cancer is going to get worse, lah.
So whatever dharma we listen to. We always listen dharma with you know, joyous effort. So if somebody tell you like that, you know, then maybe somebody might think kind of strange.
Why,
you know, some people feel strange? Because, you know, from Rinpoche side who tried to explain, and from our side who are listening, you know, both side. We are not really habituated, in the dharma practice.
ma so gawa da towa da chibo shun se de mo cha ji khe sun ji da da la gawa da towa che go ro wa sa la
so usually when we get and feel some kind of joyous effort, you know, at that time you know we are doing something to gain and something to benefit ourselves. Then, you know, if that kind of things, you know, happen, then we feel kind of joy, as well as we are so enthusiastic for that, and we feel kind of fun too.
Yes, and the other thing, Keson Kariyo, is that on a Ranjil, it's a bit said this in Yila, and then Dewa Tietuye, Yen Keson Yeres, Dewa, Ranjin Yigal, Randa Jin, any Kakala do to a Yeni.
So, you know, what kind of benefit we gain by listening and explaining the teaching is that, you know, for us in our this life and in our many future lives, you know, it will bring about the happiness. And, you know, for us, so that a kind of gaining or benefit, it will give.
In that the young Asuki Tawatsi, Chirozo de Maris Lada, Chibutamba Kansu Noji, Dudu Yalan de la Nyonsalene, Ranji Kangaki, Dewa, you come on good hanging.
So therefore this is just, you know, not made up by, you know, Rinpoche because you know, many previous, you know, great masters, like, you know, like sun and moon and star in the skies, like that kind of really renowned masters in the past, and also in the present, also, you know, many masters like those are, they have been gained this kind of benefit mentioned in the Dharma, and in present time also they are gaining such a, you know, happiness. We don't need to doubt about the benefit of Dharma.
Tidaki dindula in the Gatan, Charles Shema, Nagi, Langati, and I away, you two are just in Lana or Chi, double Dichi, Gala, what they stand out away in Salad.
So therefore, today in the presence of those, you know, masters, you know, I will try to follow on their footpaths and try to attain and accomplish, you know, whatever they have, you know, accomplished, you know. So please bless me to accomplish those, you know, happiness. So in this kind of, you know, intention, we try to create a, you know, sense of good thoughts before listening to the teaching. So we will make some effort to create that things.
tarugi gyesen chiba chichin gaone, nga su shangchun langchun rin baasen gade, nga chenye chewe indaas.
So now, with that kind of great reason and with you know, that kind of great intention, we will try to explain the teaching and try to listen the teaching.
Shangchu langchun rinpo de sachi gwane shiyo de sachi kasi gwane shiyo re saloa ena tsayi sachi shi yinpaas.
So like always, if you know how the author explained the Lamrim teaching is in four chapters, so that we all know. So out of these four chapters, first chapter, first chapter showing the greatness of the teaching's author in order to establish that it is of noble origin. That's the first chapter. We already, you know, did that. So now we are in the second root chapter, that is showing the greatness of the teaching in order to engender respect for the instruction. So, because of this four greatness three great characteristics that make the Lamrim practice famous.
So, like we
did the, you know, three great characteristics, you know, as mentioned in the Lamrim, those are the three great characteristics.
So some
people new, so you know it is hard to explain to them the, you know, again those things. So anyway, the Lamrim teaching contains both the sutras and the tantric teaching. That is because Lamrim is a complete, you know, path, or the complete, we can say, complete teachings of the Buddha, because it deals with sutras and about the tantras.
La de long deva si de chikola pa taso na ne chue che ye go de de zuo pa de de ro che ta ma de ro che sa ne sa ji sa de ro sa pa de pao ji ne jong ji ne shu ji che sha wa yin zan la de long deva sa da.
And easy to put in practice, that is the other great characteristic of Lamrim. How is that so? Because, you know, when you listen to the Lamrim or read the Lamrim text, you know, it really, you know, show you the precise where to begin and, you know, where your path gonna end, or the attainment of the enlightenment is very, very, you know, clearly explained.
Shinta Chepa Nyingi Lola Kepi said, Sanje Ye Sonro De Zambal Ye Mei Shazu Ye Tenla Penge De Gomba Ludu Toma Tenla Penge De Gomba Ludu Da Papa Tome Nyi Res De Nyingi Lola Kenge Ye Lama Selim Ba Da Rupi Kuyo Nyingi Maju De Joji Ye Sen Dene Boundary De Ma Ye De Tana Gaso Ye De Lanre Sompa Ba De Jutsunga Ba De Boundary De Yon Joji Re Sen Ye Da La Chie Shawa Ma Ye Ba Chubu Gon La Do Ba Na Ye
So like, you know, if it is a, you know, snow is spring water, then the water should trace back up to the, you know, snowy mountain. So likewise, here also, you know, the Lamrim teaching can be, Lamrim teaching is the Buddha's teaching authentic because, you know, you can trace it back, the source of the teaching comes from Buddha. How is, the great masters of the India, the Nagarjuna and Asangas, you know, they are the, you know, Buddha's, teaching holders that in the human forms. So, you know, when it trace back to humans' form, then, you know, it start with the Nagarjuna and Asanga, and followed by the, you know, Atisha and the Rigpe Kujuk, and then comes to the, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa. So in this way, you know, the source come from Buddha, and, you know, lineage unbroken, and that proves the, teaching is authentic.
Then also, you pen a cutu quarrel with Logan in a row. Sanjay, you soon shall do say the telemon to hear your treasure on my imba. Lama Ranji in your legend, the Toba de Chessons, Toba Cheba de Matri, Tiki Jojo de Lene, ya, then the Javaj Jonda in it, Sanjay soon to suggest Dela, Lensha to Jerez and Tada.
So, not only that, you know, quoted from some of the Buddha's teaching and then try to explain, not only like that, but, you know, the many masters, you know, study and put it into practice, and they gain the, you know, the perfect, you know, attainments or the realizations mentioned in those things through this kind of, you know, experiences, the author, you know, write down and put it in the, you know, in the scripture. So, you know, so in this way, you know, if we could able to do the same thing, then there is no doubt that, you know, we will also attain the same realizations. Not only that, you know, if we could able to, you know, copy, you know, their deeds without any, you know, any faith on it, if we try to like that, also there is no doubt that we will be arrive in a unmistaken a place, or we will attain the unmistaken realization, even we did without any faith in them or it.
저기 고아세 시라네마도다 추세데 마송데 저런 야보 제교세 지게 참도 모두아슬라다 추가로 야보 제교세 지지여도 거때서 마빈 요스 그래 되고 도아 저런 야보 제교세 조조래 도아슬라
So if you know we could able to comprehend that teaching you know then we will come to know or we will know that you know in all the dharma teachings that you know it concerns about the well-being of ourself not they don't talk about the well-being of the masters and well-being of the buddhas and the three jewels and not like that always you know it will concern about the well-being of us the practitioners.
바로 세주도 추여서 이 쇼를 때서 로토로잖아. 사바데 르르도지데 버티스 지 부수 용어지. 로데스 방으로서지. 자자자여 살살라다.
So in this way if we could able to integrate our three doers activities with the dharma practice, then you know that person's mind becomes kind of spacious, and as well as the behavior of the three doers is kind of calm and is kind of soothing and more peace. So that we can observe or, we can feel. So this, now we will go through the text. Do you know where we are? I couldn't find it.
I was reading Chawa on page 13, but I don't know.
You got the page 13?
This afternoon it looked like 13 in the Tibetan. I'm sorry.
Oh. No, in the English, page 46.
Page 46. So the for showing the greatness of the teaching in order to engender respect for the instructions. Knowing that all of the teachings are free of contradictions.
치와드 청교 이제 가르쳐서나 대버셔제 두바기 빼다 주다방어 지세생에다지 이제 너가 너든 하생에다 이제 양 그러 파르 대신 받아라 양 소다다 생에 뭐 보시우지 송샤 여러 와서라다.
So, so why you know we should know that all of the teachings are free of contradiction because you know. In Buddha's teachings, there are, four school of thoughts, and also there are, different vehicles, sutras and tantras and so on. So in this way, if we don't know that all of the teachings are free of contradiction, then you know, like mentioned earlier, that you know, in Tibet, sometime later on, that you know, people think that sutras and tantras are not complementary each other, but they are contradict each other, like hot and cold. So now we will go through the text, you know. There is a great explanation in the text. So, the first, knowing that all of the teachings of the teachings of the Buddha are free of contradiction, so first we need to know the teaching.
As
explained in the text, you know, the greatness of enabling one to know that all of the teachings are free of contradiction. With regard to the teachings, Avalokiteshvara's commentary on the lamp of wisdom concerning teaching. So what the teaching means is the scripture of the Bhagavan. Bhagavan is the Buddha, you know, accurately teach that which is to be thoroughly known, that which is to be eliminated, that which is to be manifested, and that which is to be cultivated by deities and the humans who wish to attain the ambrosial state of a non-abiding nirvana. So that is the
I guess
the definition of the teaching. So this, you know, as mentioned here, that which is to be eliminated, and that which is to be manifested, and that which is to be cultivated, this, what this talk about is this talk about in the details of the first teaching, the Four Noble
Truths.
I left the first thing, you know, accurately teach that which is to be thoroughly known. So, accurately teach which is to be thoroughly known means that, you know, knowing the, you know, suffering nature of the samsara, the, you know, First Noble Truth. And the second is, you know, that which is to be eliminated is, you know, eliminate the, you know, source of suffering, That's the second noble truth. So, what that which is to be manifested is, you know, to manifest the, you know, the cessation of the suffering. And that which is to be cultivated means that, you know, meditate on the path which will bring in the cessation.
So
deities and the humans who wish to attain the ambrosial state of a non-abiding nirvana, that means deity and the humans means, you know, that we the human beings and the, you know, and the, you know, the celestial beings, you know, those who want to obtain the, you know, obtain the, you know, nirvana and all and you know, full enlightenment, who wish to attain this kind of, you know, attainments, then, you know, those practitioners need to, you know, practice, you know, these things. So, thus the teachings are what the conqueror explained well here in the context of the lamp for the path to enlightenment. So, the teaching means, so mentioned above. So to know that all the teaching are free of contradiction, you know, to understand means how do we understand the teaching free of contradiction? So that is how, you know, we will understand free of contradiction is that they are the path by which one person becomes a Buddha. So so the Buddha's teaching doesn't contradict to one you know, individual, you know, individuals practice to attain without. So how that becomes one individual's, you know, path to attain Buddhahood is all the teachings, you know, of the Buddhas, you know, is either one individual's, you know, main, you know, root practice, or it would be the branch, limb practice. You know, there is nothing left. You cannot leave any Buddha's teaching, you know, beside that.
Tendugi lang de nga san jie pa la go ba ma se, nye san jie ki tuen zi pa la, nye pa du san jie ki sun bi, lang tang jie nye nyang le jie gu gu re es. Nye jen de tu bi tuen da la.
So, oh, like mentioned here, some are the main point of the path, some are the various branches of the path of the individual. So not only that, you know, we need to practice all those to attain Buddhahood for ourselves. When we obtain Buddhahood, then in order to, you know, serve the sentient beings, also, you know, you need all those, you know, things mentioned.
Tela shangchu sanpa dang je jenten ne jeten je tuandru ba yin la asa. Deja yang re jesun jis zin gobe, teta ke lang la hlau go te asa. Shangchu sanre le, rangin ale tani chila da, tante de pa to loha che da.
So likewise mentioned here in the text, bodhisattvas make it their goal to accomplish the good of the world. All living beings, since bodhisattvas must take care of the students, who are follower of all three lineages, those of Charvakas, Patthika Buddhas, and the Bodhisattvas. They must train in the path of those three lineages.
Tendrugi Shanchu Sambhagi Tuen Chegosagi Dijagi Ritela Mudawa Kasir Sana Song Yer Sana Alego Sotobo.
So that kind of Bodhisattvas make it their goal to accomplish the good of the world, you know, that world here, it means all living beings. So all living beings are, you know, categories in three different, you know, groups or lineages mentioned
here.
So these three lineages or the groups or whatever, you know, those are the Charvakas who have an inclination on the attainment of Charvakas, and some are some got the inclination toward the attainment of the Patthika Buddhas, and the Bodhisattvas who have an inclination to attain the a complete Buddhahood. So like mentioned here, you know, if one want to serve or benefit these three different lineages, then first, you know, you must train in the paths of these three lineages, and you must train in the path of those three lineages.
So,
So in this way, if you don't know the, you know, practice of these three lineages, then you cannot able to help these three lineages. So you have to know, and you yourself has to be there. So likewise here, for as Nagarjuna's essay on the spirit of enlightenment, Bodhicitta Vivarana says, because they engender in others certain knowledge that accord with their own. The wise apply themselves always and without mistakes. And the Dharmakirti also says in the, you know, in that this text. It is difficult to explain to other the result, of course, that are obscure to oneself. Therefore, if you have not ascertained something exactly, you cannot teach it to other. So these two stanzas explain that, you know, if you don't, know yourself very well, then, you know, So the first stanza says that you know everything, then you know you can explain it to other, you know, unmistakably without any contradictions. So, like the wise apply themselves always without mistaken. That means that, you know, the wise, you know, first they learn and they themselves perfected with any kind of subjects, and then, you know, they can able to explain without mistake. That is the deeds of the wise one. So the second stanza explains that if something is obscure to oneself, then, you know, he cannot explain or reveal thing to other. And if one try to do that, then it would be kind of, a lie or misleading or kind of,
fake.
So therefore, we will go through the text. You know, therefore, if you have not ascertained something exactly, you cannot teach it to other. So now we go through the text by stating those benefactors of the beings who accomplish the good of the world through the knowledge of the paths. You know, Ajita indicated in the ornament for clear knowledge that knowing the path of the three vehicles is the method for bodhisattvas to achieve the goal they have set. So like mentioned here, that knowing the path of the three vehicles in the method for bodhisattvas to achieve the goal they have set, you know, that is the tools or the method the bodhisattvas needs to help the sentient beings. So that was mentioned in the path of the bodhisattvas.
So Benalong Shisunji, Dua Sinche Tanji, Pemba de Dugo, and Odichi.
Duke Pesha Kurable Duke,
the Duke of Mohobi is Dua. Mohobi, Dola Pemba Siena, Lanshin, Jude, Jabba Consig Dua. Oh, did you turn that carriage session? Shan't you seven Tanji, Dua Sinche Tanji, Pemba de Kare Dugures, and Lanshin Dugures.
So, as we follow the text, also the mother of the conquerors, the 18,000 verse Perfection of Wisdom Sutras, says, Bodhisattvas should produce all paths. Whatever is the path of Asharvakas, Apadhikya Buddhas, or the Bodhisattvas, and should know all paths, they should also perform the deeds of this paths and bring all of them to completions.
The Dana Chibar Tana, Sanjay Longi Don Doyon, Jay Yon Lejansa. Sanchu Sabat on Genes, Nintaja Lanshe, Nintaja Lankoin, but around Sanjay Lankoin, but answer Sanjay Lankoin be Lantanji Chibas and Lantanji Shiba Shaw, the dark John Yonsu Zoba says it, the dark and Lanji Shaway and Shalas, yes, on PS.
Tadilo Sasha. So the meaning of this wisdom sutras saying, quote, here, so that means in the bodhisattva's path, you know, they should perform the deeds of these paths. The bodhisattva's, when they are in the path, you know, they learn, you know, the path of the all these three lineages.
The lineage kandu da de de kola ken de sachi yiti de kandu da ko jenda de rab de
la
yiti de ko jenda tsam la de sala.
So people got Rinpoche is suspicious that, you know, I did read the wrong or whatever, so people are kind of confused. So if you are following, then you guys could make some, you know, remarks or some marks on those things if you guys...
So
knowing the paths of the three vehicles in the method for bodhisattvas to achieve the goal they have set is to benefit all the sentient beings. So, you know, in order to benefit all the sentient beings, you have to know the method, exactly.
Then I shan't you say belong, I let Tombalanga, your Rasalada, Tonon de Jonah, Tonon de Gonon Pichikos in Yoga, Monolans and Alanga, your was.
So, in the path, you know, Sharvakas, Pradiki Buddhas, or Bodhisattvas, such as Bodhisattvas, there are three, five paths, you know, maybe people are, people know these five paths, you know, accumulation of the merit to the, you know, no more learning is the fifth path. So the first bodhisattva path, accumulation path, and the preparation path. So at that time, you know, the bodhisattvas uh, generate all the path.
And
at the third path of seeing, you know, the bodhisattvas sees all the path.
And
in the path of seeing, you know, it will divide it into 10 grounds or the bhumis.
And
10 bhumis, up to 8 bhumi, you know, bodhisattvas, you know, gradually abandon or the eliminate all the, you know, abandonments and attain, you know, realizations, all the realizations gradually.
Oh,
So we can go through the text. If you are a Mahayana practitioner, then you know if you try to learn, study the, you know, Sharvakas and Pratikya Buddhas, you know, practice, if they say it really contradicts, then that's not true. So we stop here better.
So
what all this talk about is that greatness of the teaching, in order to engender respect for the instructions, you know, first chapter, knowing that all of the teachings are free of contradiction. So, you know, all the teachings are aimed to one individual's practice to attain, complete enlightenment. So that is what, you know, explaining now.
So
we will go through the text, you know. Thus it is contradictory to profound that you should not train in the scriptural collections of the Hinayana because you are a Mahayana practitioner. They are shared and unshared path to enter the Mahayana. Since the shared are those things that come from the scriptural collection of the Hinayana, how could they be something to set aside? Therefore, Mahayana followers must practice all those things taught in the Hinayana scriptural collections, with only a few exceptions, such as diligently seeking a blissful peace for oneself alone. This is the reason for extensively teaching all three vehicles in the very vast scriptural collection of the bodhisattvas. So, you know, as mentioned here, Mahayana followers must practice all those things taught in the Hinayana scriptural collections. So that doesn't contradict to the Mahayana to practice Hinayana practice.
Da teaching lo jungyo de la timo ase de teaching da temen yiga yi nyane che go he chi chi ni timo ma yi ba se de teaching pyo la jang ba la rong yi yi de ni timo yiga yi nge de temen yi la ne she ba de se yin so na ni temen la ne she nge de nyang so ma le yu shan de ge ma ro was ge se da da te she wa.
So like mentioned above that, you know, three different lineages, Sharvaka, Pardika Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. So, you know, one wish to attain only nirvana, then, you know, they don't practice the bodhisattva path. And if one wish to attain, complete enlightenment, and one practice the bodhisattva path, you know, then, you know, that bodhisattva practitioner, you know, cannot leave aside of the, you know, Sharvakas and Pratikya Buddhas, path, like here, you know, only few exceptions. So only there are few exceptions that, you know, bodhisattvas won't, practice as mentioned here.
Korono lano, tena ranchubu shede tenyu la soba, misi chen gare mato, tanji teba chen me nyansu len gobe es, shansen nanji ale nyansu len gobe es, shansen nanji shindu jebindo, teba songa jachen tenbi jinsen yang tenyin os, otani chen do techi loha cheta chen.
So these few exceptions are only for self. So that is why, you know, this can live aside. Other than that, all the, you know, three vehicles in the vast scriptural collections are practiced by the bodhisattvas.
Nyetho sengi gandhe rangche sengi gandhe sengi nyetho da rangche sengi de rangyin jigo taba tobi taba dhondi nyingi de redo rangyin jigo mado sacha tangchi kachi juni yo mara salada nyetho da rangche sengi de.
So this three lineages or the three different practitioners, you know, the Sharvaka practitioners and Pratikya Buddhas, and you know, these two practitioners, they wish only for their liberation. So it's a self-liberation nirvana.
Pena ma jawa de dhru dhru pena ro. Pena ngenju ki sambat ra uchi jaso na. Nyetho ji ji ngenju ki sambat de ranyi jigo. Taba tobi tuyanda la ngenju ki sambat de rendu ra salada.
So they only work for their benefits. Sharvaka's, you know, renunciation should be, you know, their renunciation should be wish to attain and nirvana only for his or herself.
So, 那想去身边就江浙的街外的，甚至唐吉东行来就被点到了江浙街外的，江浙街外的看看一天忙的人都着死，点到一两十连到把一些家的先有跟着家过。
And and also such as you know taking refuge in Three Jewels, so you know this is the common path to all the you know Buddhist practitioners, but when Charvaka's practitioner take refuge in Three Jewels, they take refuge in Three Jewels for only for their you know their protections rather than you know protection for all the sentient beings. So you know when Bodhisattva take refuge in Three Jewels, they take refuge in Three Jewels in order to benefit infinite sentient beings.
等着把家伙的变成研究医生，变成东尼都被打完了，他还在那。东尼都被打完的变成，人家结果，人家他把特别觉得当时帮被打到了，东尼到我的，想去身边东尼到我的，等着给些药嘛的，时间长期一段段的，三节特别打到了东尼到我的嘛的，东尼可能引起的几把的事了的。
Similarly, attaining the realization of emptiness, also, you know, when they practice, you know, realization of emptiness, you know, the Charvakas, you know, for their self-liberation, you know, they try to abandon and the true existence of self. So, for that purpose, they practice, you know, the path to attain the, you know, selflessness or the emptiness, and you know, the bodhisattvas, you know, they attain realization of emptiness in order to benefit for all the sentient beings.
变成等等着急了，变成变相着急些说呢，变成罗拉斯解释些说呢，俺的口里解释些说也蛮多了的。开心的老板来说的，人家人家家钱被赚到了，结果开心说是几个月啥效果，等等的就着了的。过，别些经营的亏的，给你解释些也蛮多。So
like you know similarly like here about the dollar. So when the general dollar means you know nobody owns the dollar, you know. Today's, you know, can be anybody's dollar. So, you know, so for some got the dollar, they spend only for themselves, and for some they use for many people's benefit.
天命之中的电波的相聚身边，年龄结果了，年把它。但民生家里这些说呢，让你结果一段段，你天命的年龄结的相聚身边结果嘛的，但民生的是老多的，但那的民生不好些的。So
the Charvakas and Pratipatikebuddhas, you know, the Hinayana vehicles practice, you know, Bodhisattvas certainly do this kind of practice. Beside some exceptions.
哦，对，然后各个都是写了有的，变成想去身边，让了对的，你头一让参加把的绑架的，让了对的，写个的。就当娘是让家人那样，想去身边娘是两把了，过啥没退休，修他的么？过个人的了，这里一些写有的，这都是老个是。
So and sometimes you know, some could argue that you know. For the bodhisattvas, you know, Hinayana practice need to be abandoned. So that is a different interpretation, because you know, compare to the practice of bodhisattvas, you know, Hinayana or the Sharvakas and Pratikya Buddhas practice should not incline to those kind of practice, cause you know it is only for oneself.
Then Sanje Yusun and Sora Yala Junior Sager, Sora Yala Junior on the Sora Gide, and Tepasongi Timo Tepasongi Denis and the Jison Shire. The song will be just there and then do. Then Shasin Shinde Jibi did the Tepasonga Jacet and be just saying, Tay, you know, saying Jido. The Church Raswan Tanjitin Ju to Haran. Shanchu Shansen on Jeshin de Jibi de Nunles, Tepasunga Jachet and Bijinse and Teino, Saint Doa.
So, like we go through the text, furthermore, our perfect Buddha has not extinguished just a portion of faults and accomplished a mere portion of good qualities, but rather has extinguished all type of fault and accomplish all type of good qualities. Mahayana practitioners seek to achieve this since they will then eliminate all fault and develop all good qualities. So in this way, you know, generally, you know, if somebody asks, you know, the sutras of the Mahayanas and the sutras of the Hinayanas, these two sutras, we should know they are contradict in general.
Yang Tabo Zubi, Sanje Nepin, on a short chin in Yonsa language in Saint Jerus, Sanje Yusun Kanye, but in Yonsa language in Sakaras, a law in us. Yon Shuchini, Sana Tonsi and Dua Tanjina is Sana Madon at Jerua, then a Sanje, Sanje Gubi Jensenzi, Yonsa language in Saint here do that.
So that's the other reason that, you know, it doesn't contradict each other as mentioned earlier. And the other, there's the other, you know, reason that, you know, the Bodhisattva should practice the common path of the Mahayanas and the Hinayana, both, you know, because without these things, you know, one cannot attain enlightenment, and also one cannot fulfill the wishes of this
three lineage.
Therefore, every scripture is included as a branch of Mahayana practice for achieving Buddhahood. For there is no saying of sage that does not extinguish some fault or develop some good qualities, and all of all those, there is none that a Mahayana practitioner does not practice.
Tishir Sanje Drubi Tebachin Belonji, any sort of touch in debates. Genaro Azibada, you did not hear me be to be so maybe shut on us. Don't I just say, Carlos and Sanje singing the joint you read Tonchi in his head singing, and then read Tonchi Zot singing it was. In the Sanje Drue, you launch in a joint you read Tonchi Mabozong it down, and then you read the Rajilija Yung it in go over is. In the Sanje is so, and then Nachi Tinchel, Nachi missing it to your marries.
So one practitioner wish to attain Buddhahood. So in order to attain Buddhahood, one need to abandon, you know, complete, you know, a complete a fault and purify all the fault completely, and one need to attain complete realizations. So then one become Buddha. So in this way, you know, all the Buddha's teaching, you know, even one syllables, you know, there's a power to purify, you know, faults. So that is the reason that, you know, Bodhisattvas need to practice all the teachings of the Buddha.
Jenare seva den yete nare meje be tembe so mebi sher se la do. Sanje gi song jin na yang na jen ta ji seva den yete nare ji menge gi sanje gi song ji yo mar me yin zan de ta ji tepa chim be du go re yin zan tepa ta ji ga sa de da ta ji tepa chim be me du ba mebi sher se la do.
So in this way, you know, the Buddha's teaching, even a one word or a one syllable letter, will you know, purify some kind or some degree of fault, and also, you know, it will manifest some degrees or some kind of realizations. So therefore, you know, the Bodhisattvas need to practice all the teachings of the Buddha, is a Hinayana or Mahayana, doesn't matter. So maybe people are getting a little tired, so maybe we will do some question answers here. So, you know, Rinpoche keep talking, you know, maybe we get kind of bored or something. So if we look back, you know, the showing the greatness of the teaching in order to engender respect for the instruction. So until now, you know, we try to, you know, explain or try to listen for this topic, knowing that all of the teaching are free of contradiction. So, so what kind of sense we felt by, you know, by doing this for a little more than an hour?
So
you know, we by understanding this, you know, we need to feel that, you know, all this Lamrim teaching is focused only for myself, you know, it's talking to me, you know, that kind of sense of feeling we need to generate or develop.
And
also, you know, I want to, you know, attend Buddhahood, and I want to practice the Bodhisattva path. So, you know, I don't need to practice, you know, the Hinayana, Sharvakas and Pratikyas Buddha's practice. If, you know, if that kind of argument comes, than how we feel. And, you know, what we have gone through, or does that help you to overcome this kind of arguments?
Tenda teni chirwa, tenda teni nyo tenji shiwe di, ni chiran sanje yena chiran ki sanje tangje ki tuyanche kurwa, sanje tangje ki tuyanche bala, sanje tangje tuyanche bala di xie kurwa, di xie bicha na chiran ki tada lanle tu kurwa singe chiche.
So the first thing that, you know, if you want to attain Buddhahood, then Buddha's, you know, activities of the three doer is to benefit all the sentient beings. So in order to benefit all the sentient beings, you need to know the mental dispositions and the inclination of all the, you know, sentient beings. So that is why you need to practice all those teachings. So the second reason that, you know, if you want to achieve Buddhahood, then the Buddhahood means that, you know, Buddha means that, you know, the person who has purified, you know, all the faults and attain complete realization. So that kind of person is called the Buddha. So, you know, if you want to become like that, then, you know, you need to purify all the, you know, faults. So, you know, so if you want to purify all the faults, then you need to purify the Sharvakas and Pratikya Buddhas, those Hinayanas fault too. So now we do the question answers, you know, maybe. Anybody has any questions or any thoughts, maybe, you know, Rinpoche is not giving any chance for the questions so far. So you guys have not prepared.
Rinpoche, how do the gods, humans, Asuras and Gandharvas fit into the ability for somebody to help them reach enlightenment? Have they already? What potential does it have for reaching enlightenment?
Ta kogila na da lada me da lama in da tisada desu lagu sare nejinda desu tsangma lola ani sanje tobye gi nuba kande kande yores
sanje tyoye na ne pa kande yores na tuma de lobu hare selada tuma de se yores tuma
So they, what kind of potential those, you know, Gandharvas and Asuras and all those have potential is that, you know, their, you know, stain in their mind, steam is, you know, kind of immediate or advantageous. So it is not permanent there. So therefore, you know, there is a, you know, a potential to overcome or remove those, you know, advantageous fault or stains in the mind stream.
So
why, you know, we all have the potential to attain enlightenment is because, you know, the nature of our mind is clear, you know, without any fault or, you know, stains. So the, all those, you know, fault or the stains that obscure to know the, you know, knowledge or to the omniscience is, you know, advantageous.
Pendant tenjire sen rangji ji yesiwa se de sen ji rangji ji yesiwa de sen koro gi ngot cho yu de ni sen gi de gi chuma de ye jada de lo wa se la
so the very nature of our mind is clear, you know, if our minds, you know, realize that nature, then, you know, those stains in our mind, those advantageous, you know, stain automatically, you know, are eliminated.
You know, you could depend on how the missing it, the Rigi Kanji, Ris Tabati, and you, Kosanja Wala Kochi, you soon do it, you say, Chomar and Gosopena, Penamuli, Tender Wajita, initially, you penagation at the tree. Ini jinin tiba chibi jung lo tu san jene ini tin jue jene ini kar sen gi ding chuma de da ge chi ji ro asala da ko jin de wo de tin ji le che go ro asala
so that is the a potential, you know, all the devas and asuras and gandharvas and all those subhumans and the humans, they're all same, but you know they, we all have that potential. But that's the time factor is that when, you know, don't know. So when the causes and condition assemble, that, you know, in that kind of, you know, time comes, then, you know, you have met you know, the teacher, good teacher, or the good guide, and, you know, and met the Buddha Dharma, and, you know, some inclination to practice, and then gradually, you know, by doing, practicing, you know, eliminate the fault of our mind.
Dindriki ma sotu se ngaso nagi chi yoro nase ne mhala jyogoro ngaso ngaso nagi chi ngaroso nagi cha sati yana tanda du nrana ya yandrava mindu asalata.
So all those, you know, beings that, you know, the unfortunate beings, they always wish and pray to attain that kind of causes and condition assemble to, you know, but, you know, we ourselves, you know, are in that kind of states, you know, we have all the resources and met a good, a perfect teacher, we have plentiful, and we met the Dharma, and it make kind of sense to us, but, you know, we are not improving, we going down and down. So maybe Rinpoche is kind of leader exaggerating because, you know, he is talking about himself. But among us, you know, maybe there are, you know, better practitioners. Who knows?
Tak ngasun GTS kimi tu selada, chana chego ni nderi esende kono kogu tu nene reshe ni nyolen chetu kimi tu. Tawara share eselada.
So, you know, we just keep talking, you know. We are kind of, you know, we met all the causes and conditions, we have resources, everything is, you know, assemble, but, you know, lack of, you know, perseverance or, you know, effort, you know, we are left always behind like this, you know, what are we going to do?
Katina Soso Tashi Tembo to which is Sanaton Machi, Sosuchi, Nyonchun to which is the Chikamanjang and the Chichi Imbachi Naji, Sanaski Kogumundusalad. The Richi Korojan has controlled geology, Chun Yanichi and Chitango Jerosalad.
So always, you know, we think that, you know, I am really, you know, kind of in good states, and you know, never get a never generate or felt a sense of urgency to practice, and never get a sense of urgency to have a genuine, you know, faith to practice and taking refuge in three jewels. So because of that, you know, left behind all the time.
Practically, Rinpoche, how can we practice all of this Hinayana process? And we're here listening to teachings on Lamrim, and I feel as though I don't know the Hinayana path.
Tangunegi Lalendo Jitarwa in any Tingmengi Lam Dizu any Yamle Candis Chigures, Mochi Shingimindu Sa
Benaroa Ben Timmins and was a Ben Jibichungi, Ben Jondo Yanichi, Ben Jibichungi, Lanito Garrises on a Gojos on a Joson Joy, the Megichubu Citizen, where there was Lada. Ali Tomatin and Gosu Gorsalada.
So the Hinayana practice means that, you know, whatever, you know, practice cover in the Lamrim, in the, you know, in the initial stage, is begin with the taking refuge in three jewels. So the first initial stage and the middle stage, you know, practicing three higher trainings and practicing, you know, the Four Noble Truths and 37 practice of the Bodhisattvas or Buddha path or like that.
So
the initial stage practitioner, you know, they practice, you know, Bodhisattvas and the Sharvaka Pratikya Buddhas, they all practice the initial stage, but you know, they're, you know, goal is different. The initial stage practitioners, you know, they practice because they want to attain a higher rebirth in, you know, humans and deities or the celestial beings like that in the next life. And, you know, and Bodhisattvas practice the initial stage, you know, to attain Buddhahood, and the middle stage practitioners, you know, practice the initial stage to attain Nirvana for oneself. So their aim or the goal is different.
Ta le shu ti se yi sa she ale to mo ti ba de ja ale mo zo ho a che
So we gonna stop here. It is time out. So we do the dedication. Chuan ni chera thang jin de ro shang chu lang jin dam pe na shang chu lang jin ba sen re ka je ju ba tam ba te sa phe sa gi lang da ne ran shin ka ga man ja wa ji shu ni de yong be te de ring a so ge sa be ge za wa de da yi ni to la de ne ni shang chu lang jin ba da chera thang jin de man ja wa ji shu sang ge ti te ba chi me lang nyo sen ne tu ba sen re ge.
So now we do the dedication that you know we will never be part of this Lamrim practice in our all lives until we attain, you know, Buddhahood, and also same for all the sentient beings. We dedicate that thing to fulfill our this wish.
Da so jin sa bi ge wa de de don ro wa ge lo ga bi da che bo ji zu lo san cha bo yi de bi ni bo ren do se ji ju
sa ji bu ji ju ji men bo da
Rawe kore jingam dia, dia nang dia wa. le jove ene chere se wa de ze da so ye sha de se de a par to de jo che chande pa wa che da la che ba da kundo sa bo te ya de she te ya da kundo je so da lo bo che ge wa de da tan che ra tu ko Shebe gyawa tamje eke Nyowa kalay chodo napade Dage geve sawa aydi kunkya Sambo cheche rabdo mawara